Okay, guys, I think it is the 14th today. Not 100% sure. Wow, we're recording really nice and loud. The woman's broken laptop may be the one to do it. You're listening to Loveless Plays Video Games. Today we are playing The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword. I just got this the other day. I think I've gotten through most of the... I've gotten through, I think, most of the warm-up, getting to know the controls and everything like that, and we're about to leave Skyland. I've just gotten into my green tights with my chainmail underneath it. And I got to say, with the chainmail there, it's a really good look for Link. Just say, as it gets, you know, we're going in, we get a lovely cutscene, which I've already seen, so I'm going to skip through. The podcast went down to 78, so we dropped a few places, and that's fine. I think that's my fault. I forgot to do it properly on Tumblr. I just put it up there so only my followers saw it and didn't put any tags or anything. Silly me. Do better this time. But what that does tell me is you guys aren't telling your friends, so you're listening. And I don't know, my scores are staying, you know, they keep moving up apart from last time. So I think you're listening and you're continuing to listen. But you're not telling your friends about it. So if you enjoy it, tell your friends. If you hate it, also tell your friends, because then they can listen to it and hate it with you. And then you'll have something to talk about at school or at work. You'll be like, man, that Loveless guy doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. He's a douchebag. That. So, I've just been given my adventurer's pouch, and now I'm supposed to set off. I've been told I need to buy a shield and some potions, but I only have 35 rupee. So I'm going, and a shield costs 50 rupee, so I'm going to kind of wander around and try and get a shield. Apparently you need to get bugs in this game to upgrade your equipment, but I don't have a bug net. I don't know where to get one, so I'm just going to... just probably not going to get one. And then if that cripples me throughout the game, I don't really care, because... let me preface what I'm about to say by saying I love Zelda, The Legend of Zelda. I have a Zelda tattoo on my back. So I'm a big... not of Zelda, it's of the Hylian Seal. But I'm a big fan of Zelda normally. I just don't like this one. I could do without having to swing the sword and hold it up into the air and all that bullshit. It really just doesn't interest me. But you know, I've only kind of done the extended tutorial, so we'll see what it's like when I get down onto the surface. Oh, but this has to be said. This has to be said. Legend of Zelda, you're not Final Fantasy. Your cutscenes aren't good. They're talking stupid Hylian language and stuff. So don't make your cutscenes or your dialogue things go for 20 minutes. It's just unnecessary. They're not... like, when Final Fantasy does it, I don't mind, because they're kind of epic. But when The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword does it, oh my god, can this get over any quicker? I'm going to kill myself. So I'm cutting through bushes and stuff, which, you know... from having played the other Zelda games, that's where you're supposed to find your rupees, but not having any luck. I'm thinking about just going down there with no extra rupees and seeing how we... like, with no shield and seeing how we fare. I guess that'd be entertaining at the very least for you guys to hear me suck. Ooh, a chest! I see a chest. I see two chests. How do I get in here? How do I get in here? Open the door. It's not a door. Cut down the door. Cut down. Cut down. Cut down. I don't know. Alright, that door's not cutting down. No, I'm not getting that chest. I don't know. I haven't been wowed by this game. I don't know if that means I'm getting too old for The Legend of Zelda. It could be. Ooh, I got 2 rupee from cutting that down. Like, I could just be getting too old, which I hope isn't the case, because that would be depressing. And if I was getting too old for video games, I may just kill myself. But, it's just, I don't know, it just doesn't seem very good. And, you know, at the start, all you really get to do is cutscenes. And the cutscenes aren't good, so maybe that's why I'm so critical of the game right now. I don't know, it's like Nintendo in some weird partnership with America to try and cut down childhood obesity by making kids swing the controls around like a douchebag to kill anything. I hate it. Like, it was fun when I was doing the training on how to use the sword, like, and I was cutting through logs. I was like, yeah, this is kind of cool. And then it stopped being cool, and it got boring and annoying very quickly.
So I have 37 out of 50 needed rupees. If I needed 50 rupees before I headed to the surface, don't you think they would have just figured out a way to give me 50 rupees? Ah, 38 now. 38. Now, I think there's like 5 people listening to this. I think that's how we're at 78 at the moment. If you want to tell me that I suck and I should die... Now I only need 6 more rupee. If you want to tell me I suck or I should die, or if you podcast yourself and you have some tips on how to do a better job, because, you know, I've never podcasted by myself before. Normally, I podcast with another dude, which I haven't done in a while, but normally I podcast with another dude, and he kind of keeps the show on the roads. On the road. With me, I feel like I'm just kind of rambling. Skyloft Plaza. If you have any tips or you just want to tell me I die or, hey man, you suck or et cetera, et cetera, whatever you want to do, you can tweet me at youngwhitemale on Twitter. That's spelt as it's supposed to be spelt. If you, what the hell? Okay, so there's a... Sorry to stop there. So, there's a bat... To get a bug net... I need to launch something at a bell above a shop. I have no idea what that means. So what was I saying? Yeah, so Young White Male on Twitter, it's spelt exactly as it sounds like it should be spelt. If you can't spell Young White Male and you can't add me, good. You shouldn't add me. You also shouldn't reproduce. Now, just keep in mind, on my Twitter, I'm normally talking about sucking tranny dick, which isn't something I do, but it's definitely something I'm interested in. Well, there's the bell. How the hell do I hit that bell? Maybe I don't hit the bell. Maybe I just walk in the door. Yeah, door opens. So if you think this podcast is boring, just feel painful for me. I'm the one... Oh, it's not the bell, it's the Knights Academy. What is this trash? Alright, stuff it. No bug net. If you know how to get the bug net, and going down to the surface isn't going to mean that I can't get the bug net anymore, send me a tweet and let me know, because I'm going to go buy my shield and I'm off this rock. I hate this place. It's boring as batshit. I think I've been playing the game for like 2 hours just to get past the tutorial. I've killed like 6 bats and some goo monsters. That's all I've had a chance to kill. And I beat maybe I can throw Deku nuts. Can I throw Deku nuts? Oh, you don't appear to have a slingshot. Ah, that's balls. Where do I get a slingshot from? Fuck it, I'm buying my shield. Okay, yes, I get it. It'll break. It's alright, it will burn. It's made out of wood. What do... And why do they make everyone look really, really weird? Like, there's no one that ever looks normal. They just look weird. Everyone looks weird. Like, the men look weird, the chicks look weird. Alright, I've got my shield. Let's see if I can get some potions. She's going to give me an empty bottle. Yes, you adorable boy with the golden. And she looks weird too. She looks like a Frankenstein zombie shopkeeper. I don't know if this sort of animation is supposed to be endearing, but it's not. I don't like it. It stinks. It stinks! Hopefully, when we get to the actual surface, I'll stop hating this so much. You found an empty bottle! I didn't find it, it was given to me. Jesus! So what, I can only carry 4 items at a time? That's a heart potion. And it will re-drink, blah blah blah. 20 rupees?! I don't need your potions. I don't need your crack! I'm going down to the surface. You can blow me. Alright, let's go. I have to fly towards some giant green flowy thing in the sky. And apparently that will let me fly through clouds. Yes, because I need help flying through clouds. Look, I didn't make this game, alright? Stop blaming me for these things. Alright, I'm jumping off the edge of Skyland. Oh! A chest! Woo! Too late, I'd already pressed down because I was scared of dying. Alright, so here we go. I'm flying. Oh, what's that? Now, the flying is kind of cool. I will give it that. Oh, there's some sort of weird... Whoa! There's these weird rocks with holes in the middle of them that for some reason shoot your bird off. Now, flying is the one cool thing. Oh, I'm not very good at it yet, though. Alright. If you shake your Wii remote up and down, your bird flaps and he gains altitude, and then you can go down like a dive bomber. Meow! Meow! That's what it would sound like if I was a meow! If I was a fighter pilot, I'd be all like meow! Don't get me wrong, the plane wouldn't make those noises. That would just be me making those noises. Alright, so we're nearly there. Oh, look, the knights are flying with me. I had this really annoying argument with someone today on Star Wars The Old Republic. Like, I literally spent the whole day playing Star Wars, and it wasn't even on purpose. It just happened. Like, I looked up one moment, and it was 6 o'clock, and I was like, oh, why is it 6 o'clock? Why would I want to do that? Okay, I get it! God, I'm like, I've been told that if I fly towards this green pillar of light, I'll be able to go to the surface. Then as we're flying towards, it's like, ooh, it looks like you'll be able to fly to the surface going through that green pillar of light. I'm like, I'm aware of that. You told me. Alright, here we go. I'm falling down. It's weird. While everyone else looks weird and just ridiculous in this game, Zelda and Link both look great. Zelda looks totally bangable. Totally bangable. So yeah, I was playing until 6 on Star Wars The Old Republic, and I think I was getting cranky, because I was just getting in this silly argument with this broad that went on forever. I was talking about how I don't like Jay-Z anymore, because of what he did with his baby, how they shut down the hospital for $1.3 million, and people couldn't see their kids and all this bullshit, and I was like, oh, you douchebag. Then she's like, ooh, he's not an artist and stuff like that. I'm like, even though I don't like the dude, I still like his music, and he is an artist because he creates something and he gets paid for it. Now, I'm not saying if you don't get paid for what you create, you're not an artist, but if you're getting paid for what you create, then you're obviously an artist. And I'm trying to tell her, oh, I got so angry. And then she let it slip that she doesn't have a job, and I just fucking attacked her. It's like, what the fuck do you know about anything, you dumb cow? Jesus, I hate her! And she's in my guild, too, no less. Which is just upsetting. Because I have to put up with her on a daily basis. And she's one of those alternative... Like, she's a lesbian as well. There's nothing against lesbian. Lesbians are my favourite people in the world. There's no porn I like better than lesbian porn. Except maybe tranny porn or cum shot porn. But come on, ranking 3rd on my porn preference, that's pretty high. I mean, she's all alternative. She's like, I don't like what mainstream media says is... How do I pick up my shield? Ooh. I don't like what mainstream media tells me to like. Blah, 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 blah. Herp derpa. That's what it sounds like to me anyway. She probably doesn't sound anything like that. That's what it sounds like to me. Alright, so I'm attacking this plant and it's doing nothing. It's like I have to wait for it to open its mouth or something. I don't know how I'm supposed to kill this thing. Alright. Apparently the jab is what you use on the angry plants that are trying to eat you. You just jab them in the mouth. That's what I do with women as well. I jab them in the mouth. Oh, fucking hell. See, this would be so much easier if there was a jab button on a control. I'm not like an 8-year-old. I don't have the manual dexterity to be jabbing people. Oh, now there's two. This is going to be tricky. Jab! Whoop, whoop, whoop. Jab! Jab! Oh, that's it. It's time to get some Skyward energy. Ooh, so if I hold my hand up in the air like an absolute douchebag, I get Skyward energy. And these things take two shots to kill, and even with Sky Energy, they still take two shots to kill, so there's no point doing that. Okay, so in the first 30 seconds of being on the surface, I've had more fun than the entire 2 hours I spent in the Skyloft place. So this is good. Things could be picking up here. Ooh, we've got another cutscene where no one's talking and the animation isn't much better than gameplay-wise. Ooh, everything went black and red. Oh, should have gone black and yellow. Then we all could have enjoyed that song. And again, like, it's just this cutscene. Nothing is happening. Now there's this giant piranha plant that we've been seeing through the whole thing. Oh, it's there. And oh, I'm holding my head because apparently it's Voldemort and I'm Harry Potter. It does. It just looks like a giant chump plant. Still in a cutscene. Come on, give me control of the game back. I swear for the 2 hours I've played this game, an hour and a half has been cutscene. Which is okay, as I've said, when it's Final Fantasy and the cutscenes are fucking awesome. But when it's like this crap... Ooh. Now we turn around and there's an old destroyed temple and we have to ask ourselves, was the temple there before our vision? I don't know. I really don't know, I wasn't paying attention. Alright. Ooh, it lights up as I get near it. Oh, my chick wants to talk to me. So you don't have Navi this time, and you don't have Midna or anything like that. You have this blue chick that hangs out in your sword, who's really annoying because you talk to this, and you have to read everything. Now, I'm not against reading, but, like, it just... Like, no one in this game talks English. Not one person. Alright, so I can't get through that door, even with the skyward swing. So we're just going to keep going down. But yeah, no one in this game talks English. I don't know what the point of that was. I mean, I'm assuming in the other copies of the games, like, no one speaks Japanese or anything like it. But, I don't know, I guess that makes it cheaper if you don't have to pay different voice actors for different regions. But just, I'm sick of hearing... I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. You know where this game would be great and they wouldn't have to read the subtitles? Ethiopia. I mean, you mean... I understand exactly what that means. Wow, that was a horrible accent. That wasn't even Ethiopian. I don't know what that was. Alright, I'm cutting through trees. So we've been gone for 20 minutes now and I've killed, I think, 3 mobs. This is not looking great for this game. There's random holes in the ground. I think that's where bugs come out. Ooh. Oh, what's this? Is that anything? No, it's nothing. I think that's where the bugs come out, but I couldn't find a bug net, so we get no bugs. So I'm in the middle of my Christmas holidays, which I know I took a little bit late, but I am loving it. I literally haven't done anything except podcast, play video games, and go on to the gym. It's going to be really, really hard to go back to work because today I woke up at 9:30. Normally I wake up at 4:40. Now that I'm supposed to be back at work on Wednesday, I just don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. I might just never go back. I don't know if that makes me a bad person, but I think I might just be unemployed and just be a professional podcaster. Now keep in mind, I never said I'd be a good podcaster, but I'll just be a professional podcaster. I don't know where I'm supposed to go. This game is literally giving me no direction. And I know that's probably me as a Western civilization gamer. We like to be told where we're going. And I know in other regions they like to keep things more open for exploration and stuff like that. But I guess there's only one path I can go down to, so I should be happy that I'm doing that. But I generally like to know why I'm going down a path. That's what I like about... that's what I'm loving about, like, MMOs. It's like, go kill 30 boars. Well, this is when I used to play WoW. Go kill 30 boars for this reason. I'm like, oh, I can do that. I can kill 30 boars for this reason. Here, it's like, just walk down this path. It's like, why? Well, we're trying to save the princess. I'm like, yeah, but I assume she's not down this path. Well, no, she's not. So why am I walking down this path? Because we're saving the princess. But you just said she's not down here. No, she's not. But we need to go down here before we can save the princess. You're like, give me some little sub quests. Like, walk down this path because someone saw the princess fall down here. Or walk down this path because I can sense dark energy that wants to kill you, and that could be the same dark energy that created the black tornado that made the princess fall out of the sky. I don't know, just give me something. Give me something, a little direction. Come on. I've cut down so many bushes and gotten nothing for it. And you think that'd make me stop, but it doesn't. And you're probably sitting there going, Michael, come on, stop cutting bushes. You're doing a podcast. Can you at least do something that was entertaining? That part where you were trying to figure out how to kill the piranha plants, that was entertaining because it made you look like an idiot and I don't like you as a person. Can you do something like that again? And my answer to that, no. Sorry. I'm gonna cut down bushes. Oh, what is this? We've got some black glowy thing sticking in the ground. Young one. And of course, all subtitles, no voice acting or anything. Child of destiny descended from the sky. I don't understand, why no voice acting? 2012, people, come on. Well, I guess the game came out in 2011, but still. Raise the sword of the goddess Skyward, take aim at the evil aura, and unleash its power! If I hit this and it opens up the temple at the top of the hill, I'm going to be so pissed off. Because that means I have to run all the way back up there. Hiya! I missed. I suck. Locked on. Saw is raised skyward. Charge. Pia! You have to make those noises when you play this game. You have to be like, pia, cha, pia, pia! Or else you're just not getting the same entertainment level I am. Ooh, all these holes that I thought were bug holes apparently are not, because now it looks like there's steam shooting out of them. Oh, the blue bitch is back. Oh, bloop, bloop, bloop. A change in the area that was triggered by your skyward sword. I've also detected an aura that correlates closely to your sailcloth. I surmise this aura belongs to Zelda. I can lead you in the direction of the aura through a process known as dousing. Would you like me to explain it? Yes, please. I don't want to be doused by some random blue chick. That sounds dirty. Dousing is when I detect the presence of the aura of something you wish to search for using the tip of the sword. The nearer you are to the object, emitting the aura in question, the stronger the rebel response will be. The response manifests itself through vibration and sound. The direction of the object emitting the aura is indicated by the purple pointer you see. Okay. Alrighty. Let's do this. Hold down the C, select Zelda as your dousing target, and then point in the direction you wish to search. Okay. Release to select. Oh. So she's up there. Alright, okay. Apparently she is diagonally up in the middle of a brick wall. Glorious. What happens if I run into the steam? Will it hurt me? Oh no, I can ride it up with my sailcloth. That's badass. I'm very happy with that. Alright, okay. So we gotta go to the top. Me and you, baby, we're on our way to the top. Woo! Sailcloth time! There were like divots and crevices and stuff all the way up here that I'm sure there was stuff hiding on, like rupees and cool shit, but I'm not gonna bother getting them. I don't know what the hell is up with me. I think when I podcast I get nervous. When I can hear myself rambling. Because I went to the toilet before the podcast. Because I didn't want the same thing happening as last week. But now, I can feel it. It's trying to breach the gap. The last one was terrible, man. I was squirting shit for... Whew! It was bad. And like, I don't mean like squirting... As in like just squirting into the water. Like I was painting the bowl brown. And the smell was terrible. I was just so happy there was no one around. Okay, so that door that I couldn't get open with a Skyward Strike, and the one that I said it better not be open now that I've gone all the way down and hit some stupid thing, guess what? It's open, and I'm inside it now. And we've got the obligatory sun pouring in through the roof telling you where you should go, and we've got a crazy lady with a hat and hair. So again, we have a really boring cutscene with subtitles that come up on the screen so slowly. So slowly. Yes, the Scarlet Strike is mine. It's proof that you are fit to bear the Goddess Blade. I've sat here for many years waiting for you to arrive, all so that I could fulfill my purpose as your guide. Can you imagine sitting in the same place for many years? Like, do you think she can get up to shit, or she's just sitting on a hole? Stand under the roof of the sealed temple, a place built by the goddess an eternity ago. Your arrival here was predestined many, many years ago. Why would a goddess need to build anything? Wouldn't she just create it? Like, with her goddess powers? My phone is vibrating. Someone's calling. But it's 6:40, so it's not going to be one of the jobs I put in for. So I will just talk to them later. If my house phone starts ringing with this obnoxious Jamaican thingo, that means it's my woman. I am going to have to take it, and I'll just take it live on the air. You won't be able to hear her, though. Oh, no, maybe you will. Maybe there's a speakerphone. Dun, dun, dun. So tell me all this thing. Now it's telling me that, you know, beacons will be marked on your map telling you where you need to go, etc., etc. You haven't set a beacon over X yet. So it's telling me that if I can lay a beacon down by hitting C, I believe. Yes, so if I can see an X on my map, I can hit C, and then I guess my compass will try and take me there. So even though I've now left Skyloft City, or whatever it's called, I'm probably calling it the wrong thing. Come on. Now her hair's going back and forth. She's opening a door for me so I can get my, get some chest. I don't know. I really don't like this game. It's far too slow for me. I'm gonna have to go back and play Ocarina of Time and see if it's equally as slow, because it could just be now that I'm older, I don't have patience anymore. I don't think that's accurate, though. I can see the beacon. Where's the... Wow, that beacon goes miles in the air. I thought there was a treasure chest for me. It's like, go out the door and get a treasure chest. I guess I wasn't reading it properly. But yeah, I'm going to have to play Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time again, and Majora's Mask again, because they're both... Oh, I didn't really like Majora's Mask. No, I'll just play Ocarina of Time again. See if that starts as slow. Ooh, a fairy. Fairy, where's my bottle? Where's my bottle? Oh god, how I get my bottle again? I forgot how I get my bottle. There's my bottle. Catch the bottle. Yes. You found a fairy. Yeah, buddy. Oh, I didn't get it in the bottle. I accidentally ran into it. That's annoying. Alright. Where is this chest? I wonder if I can put a rupee in a bottle. I'm a rupee in a bottle. You gotta break the bottle to get me out. Which begs the question, how did you get it here in the first place? What is this? A shining statue. It's a bird statue. Oh, that's where I save. That's not interesting at all. So this has been going pretty much for the exact... Alright, so this has been going for the right amount of time. Now, I wasn't dicking around. You all saw me. So, in the last 30 minutes, I got off Skyloft City. There's the chest. I got off Skyloft City. I walked down a path. Then I walked up a path. Then I walked into a temple. And I learned how to put down an icon on the map, which I can then follow. I'm going back to this bird really quickly to finish this off. Gone to the bird. Oh, no. There's something, I can't remember what it was, but I think it can tell you playtime. I would have loved to have seen my playtime on how long it's taken me to figure out how to put a icon on the map for me to follow in my adventure to save the princess. So we've got like 45 seconds left, because I like to keep the talking down to a minute with 30 second intro music. So let's see. Oh, a bunch of enemies. Alright, and there's a Goron! Oh, this could be interesting. There's like a bunch of red devils. I don't know. So I'm just going to start hitting them. Oh, shit. Wow. They're really good at blocking. Oh, one's down. As well as one of my hearts. Oh, wow. I suck at... Oh. They just... Everything I hit, they block. Maybe I'm supposed to let them swing? Oh, I'm going to let one of them swing. And then I'm going to hit him. Yes! They move as one. So if you let one of them swing, then they're all... They can't defend themselves. I just killed them all. Glorious. Now I'm talking to the Goron. He said, thanks for rescuing me, bud. And now we've jumped into another conversation. But the difference between the other conversation and this one is the Goron just says this when he's talking. And then six pages of dialogue pop up. Fucking bullshit. What's he going to do? He's walking over to a bird statue. Walking over... Hey, bud, I'm Gorko the Goron. I'm researching the ancient history of the woods. According to the ancient text, there is some kind of place up called the Isle of the Goddess far up in the sky. Apparently, these old statues serve as landmarks for those traveling up to the sky or down from the Isle of the Goddess place. If you find one, be sure to examine it. Keep tabs on the number of landmarks. They are rumored to be quite useful. Supposedly, the statue is special, as it is said to have the ability to activate all the other statues. The whole thing sounds a little crazy, I know, but I, for one, believe it to be true. Otherwise, why would all these statues be here all over the place? Is a real head scratcher, bud. Makes you want to know more, does it not? Not really. That's the one good thing. That's the one thing I love about this. It gives you the options to say things, and you can make Link sound like a real jerk. Okay, so the statue just went from green to purple. And what's going to happen now? I'm going to click on it. Behind the temple, so I can go to the sky or I can save. So I'm just going to save. As that saves, we're going to call it a night, and I'm going to go and destroy my toilet again. Thanks for listening, guys, and I'll see you in another couple of days.